2 Ezra 2:1, Thus saith the Lord, I brought this people out of bondage, and I gave them my commandments by manservants the prophets, whom they would not hear, but despised my counsels. 2 To the mother that bare them saith unto them, Go your way, ye children, for I am a widow, and forsaken. 2:3 I brought you up with gladness, but with sorrow and heaviness have I lost you. For ye have sinned before the Lord your God, and done that thing that is evil before him. 2:4 But what shall I now do unto you? I am a widow and forsaken. Go your way, O my children, and ask mercy of the Lord. 2:5 As for me, O father, I call upon thee for a witness over the mother of these children, which would not keep my covenant. 2:6 That thou bring them to confusion, and their mother to a spoil, that there may be no offspring of them. 2:7 Let them be scattered abroad among the heathen, let their names be put out of the earth, for they have despised my covenant. 2:8 Woe be unto thee, Asher, thou that hidest the unrighteous in thee. O thou wicked people, remember what I did unto Sodom and Gomorrah. 2:9 Whose land lieth in clods of pitch and heaps of ashes. Even so also will I do unto them that hear me not, saith the Almighty Lord. 2:10 Thus saith the Lord unto Esdras, Tell my people that I will give them the kingdom of Jerusalem, which I would have given unto Israel. 2:11 Their glory also will I take unto me, and give these the everlasting tabernacles, which I had prepared for them. 2:12 They shall have the tree of life, for an ointment of sweet savour. They shall neither labour, nor be weary. 2:13 Go, and ye shall receive. Pray for a few days unto you, that they may be shortened. The kingdom is already prepared for you. Watch. 2:14 Take heaven and earth to witness. For I have broken the evil in pieces, and created the good. For I live, saith the Lord. 2:15 Mother, embrace thy children, and bring them up with gladness, make their feet as fast as a pillar. For I have chosen thee, saith the Lord. 2:16 And those that be dead will I raise up again from their places, and bring them out of the graves. For I have known my name in Israel. 2:17 Fear not, thou mother of the children. For I have chosen thee, saith the Lord. 2:18 For thy help will I send my servants Esau and Jeremy, after whose counsel I have sanctified and prepared for thee 12 trees laden with divers fruits, 2:19 and as many fountains flowing with milk and honey, and 7 mighty mountains whereupon there grow roses and lilies, whereby I will fill thy children with joy. 2:20 Do right to the widow, judge for the fatherless, give to the poor, defend the orphan, clothe the naked. 2:21 Heal the broken and the weak, laugh not a lame man to scorn, defend the maimed, and let the blind man come into the sight of my clearness. 2:22 Keep the old and young within thy walls. 2:23 Wheresoever thou findest the dead, take them and bury them, and I will give thee the first place in my resurrection. 2:24 Abide still, O my people, and take thy rest, for thy quietness still come. 2:25 Nourish thy children, O thou good nurse. Stablish their feet. 2:26 As for the servants, whom I have given thee, there shall not one of them perish. For I will require them, from among thy number. 2:27 Be not weary. For when the day of trouble and heaviness cometh, others shall weep and be sorrowful, but thou shalt be merry and have abundance. 2:28 The heathen shall envy thee, but they shall be able to do nothing against thee, saith the Lord. 2:29 My hands shall cover thee, so that thy children shall not see hell. 2:30 Be joyful, O thou mother, with thy children, for I will deliver thee, saith the Lord. 2:31 Remember thy children that sleep, for I shall bring them out of the sides of the earth, and shew mercy unto them. For I am merciful, saith the Lord Almighty. 2:32 Embrace thy children until I come and shew mercy unto them. For my wells run over, and my grace shall not fail. 2:33 I, Esdras, received a charge of the Lord upon the Mount Orb, that I should go unto Israel. But when I came unto them, they set me at naught, and despised the commandment of the Lord. 2:34 And therefore I say unto you, O ye heathen, that hear and understand, look for your shepherd, he shall give you everlasting rest. For he is nigh at hand, that shall come in the end of the world. 2:35 Be ready to the reward of the kingdom, for the everlasting light shall shine upon you forevermore. 2:36, flee the shadow of this world, receive the joyfulness of your glory. I testify my Savior openly. 2:37, O receive the gift that is given you, and be glad, giving thanks unto him that hath led you to the heavenly kingdom. 2:38, arise up and stand, behold the number of those that be sealed in the feast of the Lord. 2:39, which are departed from the shadow of the world, and have received glorious garments of the Lord. 2:40, take thy number, O sin, and shut up those of thine that are clothed in white, which have fulfilled the law of the Lord. 2:41, the number of thy children, whom thou longedst for, is fulfilled. Beseech the power of the Lord, that thy people, which have been called from the beginning, may be hallowed. 2:42, I, Esdras, saw upon the mountain a great people, whom I could not number, and they all praised the Lord with songs. 2:43, and in the midst of them there was a young man of a high stature, taller than all the rest, and upon every one of their heads he set crowns, and was more exalted, which I marveled at greatly. 2:44, so I asked the angel, and said, Sir, what are these? 2:45, he answered and said unto me, These be they that have put off the mortal clothing, and put on the immortal, and have confessed the name of God. Now are they crowned, and receive palms. 2:46, then said I unto the angel, What young person is it that crowneth them, and giveth them palms in their hands? 2:47, so he answered and said unto me, It is the Son of God, whom they have confessed in the world. Then began I greatly to commend them that stood so stiffly for the name of the Lord. 2:48, then the angel said unto me, Go thy way, and tell my people what manner of things, and how great wonders of the Lord thy God thou hast seen.